Hi, folks. Your friendly neighborhood podcaster and producer here, September. Listen, I'm really, really sorry about this, but I have to cut off the last half of this episode. We were talking about the ethics of keeping pets. So what we're going to do is go ahead and move that topic to next week, which will be fine. Actually, better, because Jen should be back. I know she's going to have plenty of opinions. What happened was this piece of software that I had tried to make some improvements in the show with inserted itself and started yelling trial at us halfway through this show. I wasn't even using it anymore, but I got rid of it now, so that won't happen again. I'm really, really sorry. If you want to watch that mess, the full video will be on our YouTube and on Patreon. But yeah, we're doing a do-over. Thank you very much for your patience. Please have a listen to our updates on what our geeky week entailed and the news.
Games, gear, grills. Welcome to the Geek Grills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode 121 of Geek Grills. The Geek Grills Podcast is supported primarily by our patrons. You can find us at www.patreon.com/grills. I am Linda, and I am joined by my co-host, September, a.k.a. 9 of 12.
Hello, hello, hello.
And eventually, the Jen will call in, and we will add her to the stream slash recording and go from there. We're going to be very excited to have her back. She's been through a lot, so... Woof. but we're very, very stoked and happy that she's going to be coming back. So, Amber, what have you been up to this week?
Well, I'm going to turn myself up. There we go. I made some awesome food for the D&D group this week, yesterday. I was really excited because I got some venison not long ago. And when I was growing up, like... my family made like beef burgundy, right? Like basically venison bourguignon. And I've never made it myself, but I wanted to treat the venison. I mean, I'm running out. I wanted to treat it special. So I go in the big family cookbook. Years ago, I took all the recipes from my family and made them digital and made everyone their own damn cookbook with all of them.
That's awesome.
They kept calling me for recipes that I knew they had in a card in their closet, and I had it. So I go looking for it, and I don't have that one. I'm like, what the actual? So I'm calling around and calling around, and my dad eventually just, do you have a pen and paper? told me, he just, I don't know, I do it from memory. And he told me how, and, you know, my mom had told me, well, Tiffany has it, and then Tiffany... sent me the recipe after I made it. but I got really, really close. It was good. It wasn't quite right. My dad gave me some proportions that weren't... I tasted it, though, and I remember what it tastes like because it's like one of my favorite things ever. Mm-hmm. And between just, all right, well, I know how to fix it because I know how to cook. It turned out really good, and now I do have the recipe so I can digitize it.
Cool.
For future generations, because it's what I do. And I, the one guy who had to quit our D&D group, he's also really into cooking. Mm-hmm. And I dropped him off a serving on the way there.
Aww.
And he texted me today. He's like, oh my God, I told my wife that's the best stewed dish I've ever had in my entire life. And I always wanted to try it. It's better than I imagined. Yay.
Yay.
Yay. So... today, and I'll talk about this a little more in the grapevine because it is big news for all of us Diamond Club people. This album dropped from Night Attack, and I bought it. and that's an interesting thing I'm going to be checking on the status of and updating everyone in the news. I confirmed this week that Tom Merritt of DTNS and Sword and Laser, which is an amazing literature podcast, and many other shows, an author. He's going to be a guest when we do our review of his book, Pilot X, on February 19th.
Awesome.
So cool. I've wanted him on the show for a long time. I listen to so much of his content, and I've talked to him about it in person at cons, and then just it's not happened yet, so I'm excited. What
Excellent.
have you been up to?
Well, I had a lovely birthday lunch for a friend on Saturday. We had yummy, yummy barbecue. I only see him every 4-ish, 4 times a year, so every 3-ish months, because we play one game together, and it only meets 4 times a month, so or 4 times a year, excuse me. It only meets 4 times a year, so I don't get to see him very often. So I had a big friend like gathering where he came and got to eat out and have a good time. We finished our D&D Waterdeep adventure. We are done with Dragon Heist. So up next is Dungeon of the Mad Mage. So our DM is taking some time to read through the adventure. We're gonna have like a game where it's just like downtimes of what our characters are doing, and like we got from level 1 to level 5 in the Waterdeep adventure. So Dungeon of the Mad Mage should be like, I think it's 5 to 15 question mark, but so that should be fun.
I heard that Waterdeep thing is really good. Somebody from GeeklyCon or Geekly Inc. was talking about it.
It is a romp. It goes. You want an adventure that goes, that Waterdeep adventure goes. It was a lot of fun. I finished a shirt. I'm wearing it right now. If you're on stream with us, I am wearing this shirt that I finished. It's very comfy and warm. So I am happy about that. Turned out a little short, so I'm going to add some rows, which is what you can do with crochet.
That's handy. That's like a major
Yeah.
altering. It's like the opposite of sewing, right? Where like you're just fucked because you can't add if you cut it off.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yep, so just a couple more inches on the hem and I'll be fine. And work some more on my crochet cosplay. So we've got the crop top part done. I need to add the sleeves to it next. So that was a good hour and 40 minutes spent to finish that yesterday. I started altering a dress for my LARP character yesterday, and we have game on this weekend, so I'm thinking that's not going to get done
Uh-oh.
for this game, which is fine. It's fine. I got it into my head. I like pulled it out of the closet and I was like, this isn't really a 20s vibe, but if I cut a little bit off here and I put some straps on it, and then I took it upstairs and I started like cutting the tulle off because it's an old prom dress, so I started cutting the tulle off from underneath it, and I was like, this is not going to get done, but you know what? It's okay. So I just have that on my dressmaker's dummy in the other room, staring
So,
at me.
do you have an alternate costume?
Yeah, I've got costuming already. It's just I wanted another fancy dress for this character, and
Is she
I
like the
the dress,
singer?
yeah, the singer, the dress that I like saw online that was the right kind of thing. It was like $45 or $50, and I was like, and then I remembered I had this dress in the closet, and I've used it for other characters before, but like I said, it's kind of an old prom dress, so it doesn't really have the 20s vibe. But there are ways that you can alter it to make it look like that. So I'm gonna probably do that for the next couple of months until the next event. I just
Cool.
because yeah because the my you know when LARP comes up a couple weeks beforehand, I've got that character on the brain. That's when it fires and is like, you could do this, and I'm like, why didn't you give me that idea 2 weeks ago?
That sounds like every cosplayer and costumer I know. Like, seems
Yeah.
right before a con, they start panicking and then they're trying to finish stuff, but they have another idea. And oh,
Yeah.
another idea, right?
Well, that's what happened with the Pink Diamond cosplay, because Steven Universe dropped like a week before Dragon Con. That particular one where it introduced like what Pink Diamond actually looked like, and I was like, I could do that. Not in the week before con, but I can do that. So that's basically busy, but doing okay over on my end over here.
Right on. Yes, the other thing that's going on in my house is I will mention because I don't know if I can cut out their loading out a little on downstairs. I mentioned before my house is now a practice space for my husband's band, who's very, very loud. And we're gonna be starting at 8:30 again, starting next week, so it'll be no problem. They'll be out. But I called Linda and I had to like, I know you can't hear me. They're still practicing.
I answered the call, and it was just suddenly rock music in my ears, and I'm like, what is going on? Am I having a stroke?
I was like, gonna let it go. I told him, I said, don't rush. Jury can't make it. I was trying to get Jury on to talk about the Night Attack stuff, but he's busy. And I was like, so he can't make it, so we're not in a rush. Even though we want to raid them later. And next week we'll be done in plenty of time. And I was like, well, I'll just start, and maybe our audience will get a little bonus of hearing the peculiars. But that's they ended right as we went live.
I will say I'm again, things that I should have thought of a week, 2 weeks ago. I am making for my LARP character for this weekend a new hat. I So
It
I've got
looks
the
like just
start
a
of this.
beanie or a right now or
It,
yarmulke.
yeah, so it's a tiny yarmulke right now, but it'll eventually be. What is this called? It'll eventually be a cloche hat.
I
Eventually.
don't know
I'm
what that
on.
is.
The cloche hats are those like the really close to your head, but they have a brim, like the 20s style.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I
Yeah.
like those.
So it'll be a nice warm cloche hat because the cloche hat that I have right now is made of felt, which is okay, but we're gonna be outside so playing some of this in January, and I would like to have a little bit more headgear. Headgear? Sure,
Yeah,
headgear.
headgear.
No,
Not like the braces kind.
not like the braces kind.
Glamorous headgear.
Glamorous. The most glamorous. I'm gonna try to have enough time to put a flower on it. It's gonna be a little crocheted flower.
Is it all gonna be the same color?
I think I'm gonna stick with this nice dark blue.
It is
It
not blue.
looks much darker in person than it does on the camera, I guess because the light off my computer is bouncing off of it. But it's actually like to my eyeballs about 2 or 3 shades darker than this. A nice midnight blue.
I'm finding all kinds of cool shit in my desk drawer here. Like, this desk was abandoned for a long time, and I moved here. So I just found this photo promo shot of the band my husband used to be in right after he left, it must have been. Because, like, this is the bass player that replaced him, but before the drummer left. And they're, like, all in kilts, which they don't actually do, like, ever anymore, anyway. Just Craig. That's Enter the Haggis. If anyone wants to look them up, they are a really great fucking band. They still exist.
Has turned into what is on my desk hour with
Sure.
Linda and Ember.
I think we should just move on.
All right,
And because I'm
we
not
can move on.
entirely confident she's gonna make it. Although we
All
might want
right.
her to, and
We
she'll be here
really
next week,
want
hell or high water, I'm thinking.
We really want, and she really wants,
Yes.
but
But
doctor's
this was an
appointment.
emergency. She's like changing doctors, and to get her medication, she couldn't even change the appointment. So.
Yeah, so that's important.
That's
So I
important.
guess,
Take care of your health, folks. It's the key to
yes.
happiness.
Okay, so I guess we can move on to the Geek Grapevine.
Grills Grapevine.
What have you got?
So, this was kind of cool. The Black Panther was nominated for an Oscar Best Picture
Yeah.
nomination. This is the first time a superhero movie has been awarded, or pardon me, nominated for Best Picture.
Nominated, yeah.
It's kind of, some people feel it's a long time coming. There were some issues where they've actually expanded the field for Best Picture, like they had fewer nominees, but people actually started complaining a lot after Dark Knight, and they just really, really thought it should be in there. So they expanded the field, but it still didn't happen, and it's been like 10 years. So this is well worth a note, getting that kind of recognition that, you know, it was actually a great story, and we talked about it. I mean, we covered it.
We did a spoiler episode.
We did, but that hero, that like villain, you can relate to. You don't even want to call him a villain. I mean, it was really great fucking storytelling. So why not
go check it out? Shameless plug.
Yes, and there are some other good things in the nominations that aren't mentioned in the article that I will link in the notes. That I was noticing today going through Twitter, Spider-Verse, Into the Spider-Verse has got nominations, and I'm trying to think, and Avengers has nominations. So just a little handful of superhero movies, but of course this is the only one that is nominated for Best Picture. I don't know what its chances are.
I don't know. I mean, it was really like gorgeous, and it had really good story, and you know, even though it's in the bigger Avengers verse, it could, you know, kind of stand on its own, and that's what you want with those kind of films.
Yeah, I think the status quo is still not completely unlocked. I mean, the nomination is a great step, but you're putting it against things that are more conventional. I mean, Vice, right? That like almost pseudo documentary political drama, and The Favorite and Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
That's a hard one. I mean, his performance, I can see him getting Best Actor. He you know, nailed the hell out of that. But I don't know. We'll see what happens. I might actually watch. You think it's an audience grab? Like, do you think all of us superhero movie people don't fucking bother with the Oscars?
They put that in there, snuck it in there just for those of us who are like, hey, maybe I will watch this.
Maybe. I mean, we always get effects ones, right? All the nerd movies get the special effects and sound and all that kind of shit, but the actors don't seem to get the cred they deserve.
Yeah.
What else have we got?
I have found... I'll do mine, and then we can do Night Attack, and then...
Absolutely.
The truck spill. So I found there are plans, apparently, from... the European Space Agency to go to the moon to start mining it, which I thought was interesting.
That doesn't seem like a very good idea. I mean, with the controlling the tides and how gravity works, and do we want to reduce its mass? Does that seem like a good idea?
I don't know.
I
thought it was.
It sounds like a great movie premise.
It does. Like all the scientists are going to be like, you know, maybe you shouldn't. But it's apparently they've got plans to start that in like 2025. So coming up here.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of soon.
That's six years away.
And getting all that equipment out there. Holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, there, I mean, the basis of this, the article goes into, like, we want to, they want to enable, independent human presence on the moon, to, capable of producing fuel for distant exploratory missions, which, okay. because the ore which they're planning on mining, you can apparently extract water. Hello, cat. Water and oxygen from, so we'll see.
That's kind of neat.
It's kind of neat. Kind of also. Are you sure?
Yeah, really? Like, what? Yeah, it seems like there's way too many things can go wrong. Like I said, it seems like a great sci-fi movie premise. And do we trust that anybody, like, this isn't independent, or is it actually part of the European government?
It says the European Space Agency, the ESA.
They're mining for stuff we can use for space, not just monies. So, I don't know. Although, once they have rights to those things, then other countries that want to use it as a way station would have to be dependent on that. Very interesting. So.
That's a whole nother thing, 'cause it's like, are we using like the sea rules that they use, where it's like if you're a certain space, you have like the freedom of the seas rule. Don't know. It's another whole thing. That's a whole different
Yeah,
thing.
I mean, we planted a flag there. How far does that like get us with
I
land rights?
don't know.
For those of you who don't know, we are part of the Diamond Club TV stream team, which is fun, and we all help each other out and promote each other's stuff. And so if you go to nightattack.tv/album, my God, the producer gave this nice tiny URL, which is handy. You too can have for $1.99. They have it on iTunes. It came out today and it was really exciting. I didn't check right before the show, but I checked a couple hours ago. Of all content, like no categories or everything, they were the third most popular item on the iTunes store. And if you've ever watched Night Attack, it's hysterical. They'll be coming on Twitch at 9 tonight. They're on every Tuesday, and they're comedians, they're goofballs, they always make me fucking laugh. And I bought it immediately, and the idea of boosting this crazy podcasting content I mean, Poo in Space is a whole track, but the whole concept is really interesting. There's a fan, which is another nice, I love the way they did this. One of their fans every week has created a song based on dialogue from the show. And his music is fantastic. And they've got all these lyrics and bits of the show in there. And so they mixed it up with stuff from Schwood, Brian Brushwood, and Justin Robert Young, the host of the show, to make this album. And it's got like 29 tracks. There's this one really super meta one, which I love. You guys have seen us raid into Mike TV. I love Mike TV. He's so much fun. But so the story is that Schwood's 5-year-old had his mom's old phone. So it still looked like these are texts coming from the mom, but Schwood had to sort out, like, because the 5-year-old figured out how to get Siri to send messages to dad.
Oh dear.
So there's just this bizarre stream of consciousness, shit the 5-year-old is saying, stuff that Siri, the AI, is turning it into. And one night on Night Attack, Schwood starts
Trial.
reading this like it's beat poetry.
It's like cipher level stuff of trying to interpret what the kid was trying to say.
Right. Alrighty, folks, there we have it. That's where the recording borked out and software started screaming trial in my ear and would have been into yours, not having it. Please, please, I'm gonna say, just go to nightattack.tv/album and go ahead and pick that up, the thing I was talking about, if you can for $1.99. It'll all the sources linked there, whether it's iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, CD Baby, wherever you'd like to pick it up. These are great friends. This is super funny content, and yeah, just wanted to give you that news that Night Attack has a new album out. So thanks for listening. Thanks for your patience. We will see you next Tuesday, and we will talk about the ethics of keeping pets. Good game. GG.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.